Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This might be a short class because I'm not fully prepared. It takes some time to read all this and get ready with it. Well, we didn't do that one. Okay. Examples of parts of a word making suggestions. Did we do the Prakriti example yet? Ma kuru manini manams. Okay, we didn't give any examples. Here's the first example. Okay. Here's an example of how the Prakriti, or the base, verb or noun base, can make the suggestion. Ma kuru manini manam suridam vachanam praveshaya shravane gokulamahindra tanayo bhavatu sanata prasadam asadya. Okay. Oh, angry woman, don't be angry. Don't kuru manam. Don't be angry. Don't make anger. Let the words of your friends enter your ears. Listen to what we're trying to tell you. The son of the king of Gokula, let him regain his master, having obtained your satisfaction. Don't continue being angry with him. Let him take shelter of you again. So one gopi is speaking to an angry gopi about this. Now here, the verb kri, just the use of the dhatu kri, is suggesting something. Because, by definition, the activity kri is intentional. You do something, it's not same as something happening to you. It's something you do of your own volition and intentionally. That's the basic meaning of the verb kri, of the dhatu. That implies that you're acting in jealous anger is actually intentional. It's not just some involuntary emotion. You're, in other words, you're faking it. You're pretending to be angry. You're doing it intentionally. This is not natural jealous anger. This is artificial, intentional. Because he hasn't committed any real offense to make you angry. So, this is Vibhavana Alankar. I don't remember the exact definition. It has something to do with you guess the cause from the result. The result is you're angry at Krishna, and the verb kri tells you that you're pretending to be angry at Krishna. So the conclusion that we can, or what, that must mean we can presume that he hasn't really done anything to really make you angry. That you're angry for no good reason. And you're faking it. That's implied by the kri. And this amounts to is vibhavana alankar, where you presume something without all the evidence being present. We don't know that Krishna has not committed an offense. We're just presuming it to explain the circumstances. So, therefore, makuru, that's the words are said, don't be angry. Give up your anger. It's a reason for giving up your anger that's being implied. And she's, what's implied by saying, let your friend's words enter your ears, that's suggesting the vastu, the idea that you're not paying attention to what your friends are saying. You're agitated and distracted. And therefore, even though they're talking to you, and what they're saying is trying to enter your ears, it doesn't get in because your mind is elsewhere. You're not cooperating. Your mind is not cooperating with your ears. That's suggested. So please give your attention and let these words enter your ears. Since the words are coming from your friends, they should be allowed to enter your ears. Now, this is a second example. I'm sorry, this is an example of the pratyaya in the same verse. We have the verb kri, the dhatu, the prakriti. And in the word praveshaya, there, it's not the verb, the dhatu, that's making any suggestion, but the nijanta suffix, the causative suffix. You should do it because it's just right, because it's your friends who are talking to you. You can shut your ears to your enemies talking to you, but you shouldn't do it to your friends. So, you should do. This is the idea of the causative. It's suggested by the causative form, by the suffix, nij. Nij. So that's an example of prakriti suggesting. Here's another pratyaya doing suggesting. This is in prakrit. This is going to be a short class. We've got about 5-6 examples, and they're short examples. Aniya ba'anadu'aram dodoniye pa'i aniku samaying pe'asai kimti visidasi puno vichala totaku samatam. Aniya bhavanadwaram daranyam patitani kusamani priyasaki kimiti vishidasi punarapi chala tatra kusamartam. Well, literally it says, bringing these flowers right to the door of the house, now they fell on the ground. Ani, what's this? Ani? Oh, patitani. They've been dropped on the ground. It's causative. Patitani. Oh, dear friend, piyasai, priyasaki. Why are you lamenting? Let's just go back and get some more flowers. Now here, the actual story is that on the pretext of going to collect flowers, they went to Vrindavan, to a place where there was an appointment to meet with Krishna, but Krishna hadn't arrived. Seeing that, they took some flowers and went home. But just as they got home, they heard Krishna's flute. So they made some pretext to go back again. They made up an excuse to go back a second time to the forest. The flowers got dropped right at the door of the house. And they decided, okay, we'll have to go back and get more flowers. In other words, Krishna's playing his flute. He finally arrived, and now we went home already. The suggestion is being done by the causative form of patitani. It's not just the flowers happen to drop. We drop them intentionally. It's all just a ploy to make an excuse for going back to see Krishna. That's implied. That's a subtle suggestion by that's a dvani being suggested by the nich pratyaya, the causative suffix. They could have said just patitani, the flowers have dropped, but they gave it away unintentionally by saying patitani, we made the flowers drop. In other words, we can go back, meet Krishna. I let the elders know the reason why we're going back. So don't be free. We've made up a pretext, and we can go now. Okay. Now, how the indication of time in the suffix of the verb, or the time that's shown by the verb form, how that present, past, or future time can suggest something. Sahajam arunam netradvandvam sobhavata evate satata murali dhvana krida vidau vranito dadaha vana viharane ratrau gatram sakantakalanchanam Katamiva kritak swamin swatma parada visum stulaha. Oh yes, Krishna. I was talking to Krishna, Gopi. Your two eyes, pair of eyes, are naturally reddish. By their very nature, they have a red color. And your lips are cut, they're wounded by practicing so much on playing on your flute. And because you were out playing at night in the forest, your limbs are all cut up from the thorns in the forest. So... why do you falsely think that you've committed some offense? Well, the story here is that a gopi is actually very angry at Krishna. It seems like Krishna was enjoying with some other gopi, and this gopi is angry at him. Krishna tells her, this is, Vishnu Chakravarti tells us, that somehow it's implied that Krishna told this gopi, even though I haven't committed any offense, Krishna says, I've done nothing wrong, you're concocting some offense that I supposedly committed, and you're becoming extremely angry at me. Okay, be angry at me. My supposed offense is just some concoction created by your anger. But on the other hand, it's only your mercy that will deliver me from this offense. So this is what Krishna supposedly tells the gopi, and this is her response in this verse. She pretends to speak sweetly to Krishna. Actually, she's extremely angry. And she's speaking ironically. Oh yes, Krishna, your eyes are always red like this, and you know your lips are broken. Of course, you know you play the flute too much, and your all body is all scratched up. I mean, I know because you're out in the forest in the dark and you couldn't see the thorns. So she's saying, well, why are you talking about offense? You know, of course you didn't commit any offense. And what she means by it is just the opposite. It's just look. You know, your lips are cut, and your eyes are all red, and you've got scratches all over your body. I know you've been up to no good. So here, the word krita. Again, we have the verb kri, but here it's the past tense that's doing the suggesting. Now, how does it go? I'm sorry, I have to figure out what this is. Don't blame me, she's implying, for making up some false story of you committing some offense. Because you got into this condition before you didn't get like this just when you came in front of me. This happened before, last night. You got yourself into this condition. So don't blame me for making up a false offense. Here's all the signs of it. So this is implied by the past tense of the kri. This hasn't happened just now. This happened before, last night, that you got all scratched up and cut. That's suggested. It's not said, but suggested by the past tense in kri. And there's further suggestions here. That's the first suggestion. I'm not sure I understand the second suggestion. It's called Atishya Alankar. We had an example of it. This is a subcategory of Atishya Alankar, where the cause is stated, the cause and effect are stated in reverse order. You state the result as if it was the cause, and the cause as if it was the result. But I'm not sure how that applies here. I guess it is that Krishna is trying to defend himself, that you're falsely ascribing an offense to me just because you're angry. And she's saying, no, it's the other way around. I'm angry because I see all these symptoms in you. I'm not making this up. So she's turning the tables and switching. She's pointing out that he's put the horse behind the cart. He's inverted the cause and the effect. The real reason why I'm angry is the way you are. It's not that because I'm angry, I'm pretending, I'm imagining that you're an offender. And by this, it's suggested another idea of Vastu, that yes, Krishna, you're just afraid of me. That other gopi, you love her, but me, you're just afraid of. That you have to, make up all these lies and pretend that you haven't done anything. Okay. Another kind of part of a word is sambandha, or the kind of relationship expressed by the possessive, by the shashti. The example is. Yes. Where's Saptamis? Well, your lip got, that's where your lip, it's the activity in which your lip got wounded. In the practice of, in the application of practicing the flute. In the matter of practicing the flute, your lips got broken. Okay? It's a kind of adhikaranam in time. Or it's a vishaya saptami in the matter of. Okay? Okay, here's some Sambandha example. Oi, piasi, go vi, anam, peyam, kanhasa, aara polaam murali, nijapara veka, kusala, ammo no honti, sachidao. Ayi, pibasi, gopikanam peyam, Krishnas yadara pallavam. Murali, nijapara viveka kushala aho, nabhavanti sachidra. Oh, you're drinking Krishna, you're drinking Krishna's lips, which are like soft petals. But that drink is meant for the gopis. Oh, flute. Apparently, those who have faults are not very expert in discriminating between what is theirs and what belongs to somebody else. Okay. There is an example of Ardhantara Nyasa Alankar, expressed by the words directly, where you introduce a general idea to explain a specific idea, or a specific idea to explain a general idea, where what's introduced seems at first to be irrelevant, seems like switching the topic, but really it's an explanation being given. Oh, flute, you know, you are drinking, why are you drinking what belongs, you know, the nectar from Krishna's lips that belongs to the gopis? And the reason is given, okay, those who are full of faults, they're just, you know, that's the way they are. They don't know how to discriminate between what belongs to them and what belongs to other people. That's a general statement to explain why the flute is drinking the gopis' nectar. Full of faults, sachidra means full of holes. The flute has got lots of holes in it. Yes? The holes, yeah, anyway, it's going to leak out anyway. But anyway, because you're full of holes, because you're faulty, you're a faulty person, therefore you don't know how to discriminate between your property and other people's property. So what is being suggested by gopikanam, which is shashti plural of gopis, is the swaswami bhava, the relationship of owner and owned, property relationship. It's suitable that the gopis drink this nectar, not you. And that's a vyatireka alankar, where you make someone look bad by making someone else look good. And the use of the Ardhantara Nyasa, this alankar of giving a general example to explain the specific, it's implying something specific also. It's implying that, yeah, you're full of faults. You're one of these people full of faults. That's being suggested. So there an alankar is suggesting a vastu. The alankar of explaining why someone would drink someone else's nectar because of their faultiness is suggesting that you, oh flute, you're full of holes. But here the instrumental plural form having the idea of relationship of possessor and possessed, that's suggesting that it's not right for you to be drinking this. It's not your property. Okay, another example. Suggestion being done by the number, single, dual, plural. Vilasa cheshta saki keshi nashino. Hala hala ba padahanti me monoch. Quintanti marmani guna guna iva. Prema vikari vidi vidvrano yata. The playful sports of the killer of Keshi, my dear girlfriend, have become just like terrible poison, and they're burning my heart. His qualities are burning, are cutting at the vital points of my limbs, the marmor points, just like bed bugs. Gnats. Gnat? What do you call those bugs? Gnats. Little tiny ones that bite you real hard. Okay. Matkuna is another word for it. Anyway, your qualities are biting at the vital points of my body, just like gnats. Prema, and the love in the heart has become a wound in the heart. Okay, notice that all the nouns are plural except for prema. That suggests something. You know, there's plural sporting pastimes. There is plural qualities, but only singular love. And there's a suggestion being made that of Avastu, that Krishna really loves only me. No, he doesn't love others the way he loves me. And therefore, the prema is indicated in the singular. It's the one and only prema, and it's in my heart. Now here, technically speaking, when you have a sequence like this, it's non-parallel construction. Even though it's logically okay, it's bad style to use single, 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 plural, or plural, 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 single, and not be parallel. So that's called krama dosha, specifically vachana krama bhanga dosha, the fault of breaking the sequence of number. It would be better style to keep everything in the plural. But because this technical violation of the fault is creating a strong dwani, it's excusable. It actually becomes a virtue. An expert poet can use what are technically faults in a virtuous way. Okay, another example, this time of the Purusha Vyatyaya doing the suggesting. Purusha Vyatyaya means switching around the person, first, second, third person. Gatastam arko viratascha garmo vanam nadure sulabam cha pushpam chalantu pushpaharanaya sarva pujastu deve shashikanda chude. The sun is now setting. The heat is being dispelled. The forest is not very far away, and the flowers are easy to pick. Everyone should go for picking flowers, and then we can have worship of the Lord who has the half moon on his crest. Okay. It would be normal to say chalama, let's all of us go, second person. It's gopis talking among one another. So why not use rather the first person, plural? In other words, the uttama purusha, let us all go. Instead, the speaker says, they should all go, everyone should go, in the pratama purusha. What's suggested by this is a vastu, that even though we gopis are sometimes split up into rival groups, actually we're all one. You know, your group and my group are no different.
So therefore, she's using the third person, the Pratama Purusha, to be all inclusive. No distinction of you and us, of first and second person. By using the third person, you make no distinction. Everyone, whoever it is, should go. There's also another. There's a slesha here in the verse also that's suggesting something. Or at least there's a, yeah. The suggestion is that we're not really going to worship Lord Shiva. We're going to worship Krishna. Because Deva Shashi Kanda, the Lord who has a Shashi, the part of a moon on his chuda, can be read in a different way. It can be broken the other way. There's Sabanga Shlesha, where you get a double meaning, but only by moving the syllables around, by splitting the word differently. Instead of Deva Shashi, it's Devesha Shikanda Chude, the Lord of Lords, who has the Shikanda, the peacock feather, in his crown. Instead of Deva Shashi, you have Devesha Shikanda. That's a separate dwani, implying the, you know, giving away that we're actually going to meet Krishna. One more. Taditasya. Here the tadita suffix is making a suggestion. Chira viraha dahana dagdam priyasaki basmaiva bhavi vapure tat tadaninaiva vicharaniyam tat karamukarasya marjanam toyaka. My dear girlfriend, this body burned for a long time by the forest fire of separation is going to turn into ashes. So, with this body, you should arrange to do the cleaning of his hand mirror. The mirror, the small mirror he uses when he's getting dressed. You can clean the mirror with the dust left over when my body is burned to ashes. With the ashes. Okay. Well, that's a vivid statement to start with, but the word is toyaka, which is rare to put that suffix on the pronoun. It can be done. It's mentioned in the grammar. It has a certain suggested meaning that because the akka suffix, one of the meanings of akka is ninda, criticism. You're putting someone down by adding that diminutive. Oh, little you. By little you, little useless you. That means it suggests the whole story that okay, now I'm ready to die out of separation from Krishna, but when I die, you're going to be sad because all this time, you've been allowed to be engaged in cleaning Krishna's body and helping him take his bath only because of my love for you. And when I'm gone, you're not going to have that opportunity anymore. So if you get some little service, if someone asks you to clean Krishna's mirror, you can use the ashes of my body to clean it. So she's upset and she's picking on her girlfriend and is suggesting contempt for her, for the girlfriend, and with the suffix at the end of toya, the tadita suffix. Okay, that's as far as I got. We'll have to stop here. Any comments or questions? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.